Tease, my precious, but we has only six.
Then he asked his second.
Voiceless it cries, wingless flutters, toothless bites, mouthless mutters.
Half a moment, cried Bilbo, who was still thinking uncomfortably about eating.
Fortunately, he had once heard something rather like this before, and getting his wits back, he thought of the answer.
Wind? Wind, of course, he said,
and he was so pleased that he made up one on the spot.
This'll puzzle the nasty little underground creature, he thought. An eye in a blue face saw an eye in a green face. That eye is like to this eye, said the first eye, but in low place, not in high place.
Shh, shh, shh,
said Gollum. He had been underground a long, long time, and was forgetting this sort of thing.
But just as Bilbo was beginning to hope that the wretch would not be able to answer, Gollum brought up memories of ages and ages and ages before, when he lived with his grandmother in a hole in a bank by a river.
"Shh, shh, my precious," he said. "Sun on the daisies, it means, it does."
But these ordinary, above-ground, everyday sort of riddles were tiring for him. Also, they reminded him of days when he had been less lonely and sneaky and nasty, and that put him out of temper. What is more, they made him hungry. So this time he tried something a bit more difficult and more unpleasant.
"It cannot be seen, cannot be felt, cannot be heard, cannot be smelt. It lies behind stars and under hills, and empty holes it fills. It comes first and follows after, ends life, kills laughter."
Unfortunately for Gollum, Bilbo had heard that sort of thing before, and the answer was all round him anyway.
"Dark," he said, without even scratching his head or putting on his thinking cap. "A box without hinges, key or lid, yet golden treasure inside is hid.